From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday vetoed a draft UN resolution rejecting President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The veto came after all 14 other Security Council members voted for the resolution. Reaction from U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the UN and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The veto highlighted the isolation of the United States over the president's announcement that the U.S. embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively ignoring Palestinian claims on the city. At least six people were killed and more than 30 others wounded when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle late Monday near a security convoy in southern Afghanistan. The attack happened in Lashkarga, capital of the restive Helmand province, hours after Islamic State terrorists assaulted an Afghan intelligence agency training facility in the capital, Kabul. The Taliban claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. In Libya, the mayor of the coastal city of Misrata has been abducted and killed after returning from a trip overseas. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. On Sunday, Eastern Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar said the UN-backed government's two-year mandate has expired, and he suggested that he may compete in presidential and parliamentary elections next year. This is VOA News. Protesters set fire to the offices of the ruling party Monday in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region during widespread protests over unpaid salaries and suspected corruption. South Africa's ruling party has elected a new leader, Cyril Ramaphosa, who will likely be the party's presidential candidate in the next national election. But will Ramaphosa, who was not the outgoing president's pick, be able to overcome the massive challenges ahead for the party? VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Funde Sunwabo, a delegate from Gauteng province, acknowledged that the ruling party, which he has belonged to, he said, since he was 20, has issues. The ANC has lost ground in recent elections, losing control of three major cities to the opposition.
I think we do have problems, and I'm glad that our leadership is admitting that we do have problems. But then we can't continue moaning and analyzing the problems. We've got to work out strategies of how to get out of the situation in which we are.
The party's outgoing treasurer, General Zweli Mkhize, said party leadership is aware of calls for Zuma to step aside as president now that his term as party leader is over.
We took that discussion in the past. When it arises, I think the ANC must deal with it at that point. At the moment, that issue hasn't arisen.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
An Amtrak train derailed in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington on Monday during its first ever run along a faster new route, with some of its cars falling on a busy highway below and causing, quote, multiple fatalities. A Pierce County sheriff spokesman told reporters, "It's pretty horrific. There's multiple fatalities. At this point, nobody in any of the vehicles below have died." Amtrak said 78 passengers and five crew members were on board the train. A district court in California has temporarily halted the deportation of scores of Cambodians who face removal after being convicted of felony crimes. About 50 of them were scheduled to be sent back to Cambodia on Monday. Most fled to the U.S. as child refugees during or after the atrocities of the Khmer Rouge regime in the 1970s, but never obtained full American citizenship. Many of the detainees were born in refugee camps outside Cambodia after their parents fled the Khmer Rouge. One of their attorneys says some of them have never set foot in Cambodia before. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.